passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one Om at a time. So for those of you who have tuned in on this, our first Thursday of the month and the first Thursday after Super Tuesday, thinking we're going to have a rambunctious Super Tuesday breakdown with Matt Connerton, I want to just say two words to you: Mercury retrograde. Matt, at the last minute, had to excuse himself, and he's going to be on next week. And I assure you that we will be talking Super Tuesday next week, plus other votes will be in by that point, and other things will have happened. So if you tuned in, you can stay for Thoughtful Thursday. Thoughtful Thursday was so thoughtful that we thought we would take Thoughtful Thursday and move it to the first Thursday of this month. Thoughtful Thursday. So we are on a thoughtful Thursday on the first Thursday here of March. And I am, because it's Thoughtful Thursday, I'm with one of the most thoughtful people I know, which is Lori Powers Otto. Lori, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Kevin. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, hey, Mercury retrograde worked in my favor this time, I guess.
Hey, you know, we are always happy. You have the number, and you could call in on four shows a month, and it would be just fine. So, we're happy to have you. I see you've been posting. So, first of all, I do want to remind the listeners, because this is still a fairly new segment, show that we're doing. Thoughtful Thursday is where we share thoughtful, inspirational, motivational stories. We usually post them on My Dr. Kevin, but this time, again, in a true Mercury retrograde type of way, everything got posted to actually the Dr. Kevin Show, because there is a Dr. Kevin Show page. And you can find it at the Dr. Kevin Show. And if you put in a little the little at sign, and put in the Dr. Kevin Show, that page will come right up. All of tonight's stories are on that page, and it's pinned to the top. And you can look at the stories, comment on the stories, or you can grab the stories and you can share them. We post all these stories because we feel like these are good-hearted stories to share, to have a little bit more joy and happiness going on in the world. And that's why we do this. That's why we do this every Thursday, every second Thursday of the month, except this month, which is the first Thursday.
Exactly.
With the program. But what has not changed is that we have a call-in number, because you can call in, and you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. You can call in, and as you call in, you can be able to weigh in and share a thoughtful story of your own. Do that. And so I just want to remind people of that, that we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to call in. So, Miss Laurie, before we get to all the stories, is there anything else you'd like to share or with us? How are you doing?
I will recover. It's just going to be another, what did they say, 6 to 8 weeks because of the cracked rib. But life is good, right? Life is very, very good. And I can't complain.
Okay. Yes. What Lori is referring to is that she was rear-ended in her brand new car.
Yes.
Oh. Is baby going to survive or did it get totaled?
No. We never heard back from the auto body shop, but the insurance company just called today to tell me that the other driver accepted full responsibility, which he did right at the scene and everything. And the estimate right now is just shy of $9,500, but they haven't even started working on it yet. So, but it's going to be a month and a half before I can get my car back.
Oh. Well, hopefully there is some version of a loaner car that you have on your insurance policy if you're like I am.
Yes, I do have that. I don't need it. Luckily, I have another vehicle that I can use. Kevin?
Yeah.
Are you there? Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you for a second. Okay.
Oh,
I couldn't hear you for a second. I don't know if that was my phone cut out for a second or what. The other driver was distracted. He admitted it. But other than that, he was wonderful. He was very kind, very thoughtful, very polite, very apologetic. If you're going to get rear-ended, he's the person you want to rear-end because he was nice about it, you know? He was, and that goes to with this theme for today because he was so concerned about me and so thoughtful, and he took full responsibility. It really gave me some comfort to know that he wasn't one of those people that, even though it was totally his fault, you know, some people are like, oh, it was my fault, you know, blah, 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 and they're jerks about it, and they somehow blame everybody but themselves. He wasn't like that at all. He was not very nice.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about people who are being nice and people that are being thoughtful, and we're going to be moving to those stories in just a minute. I do want to put out there, and I am not going to say I haven't been guilty because I'm not going to lie on air. If I wanted to do something like, you know, lie on air, I'd run for politics.
I love you.
I'd run for the White House. I mean, lying obviously gets you there. Please. There are so many sad cases of people who's even people that have lost their life, that have ended up with permanent injuries, stuff like this, because of distracted driving. And I know I've been guilty, and I'm speaking to myself as much as to the audience, but, you know, you're sore, the car will get fixed or it'll get replaced, and it was a beautiful car and you love your car and hopefully they can fix it, but it's still a car. But if a life had been lost in that, would whatever that person had been doing been worth it? And I know this was a sweet guy and I'm not trying to make him feel bad, and I'm sure he's probably not listening. But I just want to put people out there. It is so not worth it to answer a text or to do something or whatever.
Anything.
Get hands free. I'm a big fan of hands free, but this is your public service announcement. Be full of thought. Be thoughtful to all the drivers around you. Get off and stay off the phone. It's okay to have a conversation. That can be no different than talking to somebody in your car. Make sure you got a hands free. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. I have preached to my kids, to everybody, for as long as I've been driving. My belief is, you know, when you're driving, it's like making love. That's the only thing you should be doing. is focusing on your driving. You know, no watching TV, no changing the channel, no checking your text messages, you know, just drive. Be aware of what you're doing and pay attention to the road and what's going on around you.
Okay. So
that's my
now. Right. After that, I'm gonna be very upfront and honest with both you and my radio listeners today. And I have to say to you that you know, this is a sad day. It is the first anniversary of my dad's death.
I'm sorry.
And sadness is okay. I talked to him, you know, as you know, I in my life I was blessed with both Papa, who I had a very, very close relationship with, and a stepdad that was my stepdad for 50 years, and I call Dad, and you know, and he's the one that passed a year ago. But you know, it's there, and it's out there. And for any of you that are suffering, you know, that are having an issue with a loss, an anniversary of loss, and of course, we have the whole coronavirus going on now, which I don't want to make into more than it is, but I don't want to considered less than it is either. It should be taken very seriously, but not hysterically.
Right.
You know, that balance. But, you know, it is okay to grieve. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to miss the fact that though the person will live forever. But I just want to put it out there. Anybody else that for any reason is grieving today, grieve well, grieve fully, grieve joyfully even, and move on. Because life does that, whether we want it to or not, it moves on. Lori's life moves on, whether that car gets fixed or not, and her life will move on. And my life moves on, and my mother's life has moved on, and my sister's life has moved on, and we can be sad, but life does move on. And so there is that great challenge of balancing grief and growing. But grief should always be an act of growth. So I just wanted to put that out there. Any thoughts you'd like to share, Ms. Lori?
No, I 100% agree with you. And I know I thanked you before, but to your exact point, you helped my friend, and he's now able to.
So what was the last thing? So I'm hoping that the audience can hear me. I don't know if I know that we were talking about there had been some technical issues earlier. So I'm thinking that if the audience can hear me. So anyways, so this woman that I did, whose husband passed. Did you hear that part, Lori?
Yes, I heard that part, yes.
Okay. So, you know, he came through and he commented on everything about decisions she wanted to make around the child, to changes he wanted to make in the house, to things that she was doing that, you know, that he, you know, he wanted her to, you know, move on in a way, that he was still there, but he also didn't want her stuck. And, but then there was the point where she was coming back too often. And I'm like, I can't keep your husband alive. He's not alive. He's still dead. He's still gone. And I know you know that, but it's very easy for somebody to get addicted to a medium or codependent on a medium. And that's something that people in our field have to be very aware of, that we cannot foster or encourage. Where I literally had to put this woman on break for a while. And I said, it was one thing when you had a lot of stuff to go through and a lot of decisions to make and a lot of places, because he died so suddenly and unexpectedly. But it's another thing. Now you're just chatting with him.
Right. Right. And she doesn't need you to do that.
No. And that's my point. And we'll be back and we'll get to some thoughtful stories with my thoughtful co-host, Lori Powers Otto, right here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. So I have to say this, Lori, were you as amused at the last commercial as I was?
I was. I'm like, how perfect timing.
For those of you who may just be joining us, we were actually talking about not doing distracted driving. So perfect, 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 as the universe tends to work that way. A reminder that Matt Connerton will be on next week for Through the Spiritual Lens, where we will put Super Tuesday and the other things going on in our great politic America through the spiritual lens. But this week we have switched and we are now doing this month, the first Thursday of the month, a thoughtful Thursday with Lori Powers Otto. So Lori, I'm going to let you go ahead and do first up, and I'm going to let you share one of the stories that you have. And I do want to remind people, you can share your stories, your thoughtful stories, your inspirational, motivational stories. You can go post them on Facebook.com, The Dr. Kevin Show, THEDRKEVINSHOW, The Dr. Kevin Show. Make sure you like the page. You can comment under the story. You can add a story of your own, or you can call in at 202-570-7057 and make our listeners' day better by a story that you have to share of somebody who is doing thoughtful, inspirational, and motivational things in the world. Go, Lori. Go, Lori, go.
Well, I mean, everybody knows who Tim Tebow is at this time, but I wanted to share this story only because my cousin has taken clients to this. He holds proms around the world for special needs children, because a lot of them can't go, you know, for various reasons, can't attend a regular prom, or they're not invited, you know, have a date, or they just can't handle the overstimulation, or, you know, there's a million reasons. So he's holding proms just for them. And my cousin, as I said, has taken clients to these and has spoken of how meaningful it is to these students to have that experience. Because let's face it, in high school, prom's a big deal. You know, I mean, I never got to go to one, but I hear tell it's a big deal and everybody wants to go. And that they do this for special needs children, just, it warms my heart. So I had to share that story.
Absolutely. I have a question right out of the bat about this. But I want to tell you, first of all, I didn't go to either one of my proms either. I didn't go to my junior or my senior prom. I was very seriously involved with a woman who was 5 years older than me, and she was not going to go to a junior or a senior prom. No, we went out clubbing instead.
Almost the same thing.
You know, it worked for me.
There you go.
Okay, so who is Tim Tebow?
He's a football player. He was a football player. He was also a baseball player for a short time.
Okay.
He's a Christian, and he gets a lot of backlash for praying on the field, praising Jesus when he, you know, has a good play. Which is a shame, because we should all be able to express our spirituality how we wish, as long as we're not hurting anybody. And I like Tim Tebow because he does a lot of great things for a lot of people. And whether you agree with his religion or don't, should be irrelevant to the good and wonderful things that he does constantly.
So, you know, I am gonna comment on this.
Comment on this.
Which is probably not a big surprise.
I'm shocked.
Just shocked. So first of all, is that if somebody is out and their relationship with their God is that their God thinks that them making a good play on a ball field is a good thing, well, more power to them. I suspect that there's as many quote-unquote stuck-up Christians that have an issue with it, especially if he's not playing for their team, that, you know, with everything going on in the world, you really want to take God's energy to get a double play or to, you know, score a touchdown. But whatever. I don't have a problem with that part of it. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to, you know, thank Buddha or thank their lucky stars or talk about the fact that, you know, they're having a favorable astrological transit. As long as everyone can discuss it.
Right.
As long as everybody can go out and recognize whoever they think and know that it's their right, and they can and they should. And, you know, I get, you've been out with me, you know, I always pray before the meal.
Yes.
And it's so funny because I know a lot of people looking think that I'm doing a Christian prayer, and you've been part of my prayers, and you know that, you know, everybody gets their due in my prayers.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you are very thorough, and I appreciate that.
Yep. And I just put that out to all of them, and I don't care what people do or what people think, because that's not why I do it.
Right.
But what is most impressive is he is living the values he professes.
Exactly.
These are very Christian-centric actions.
Right. He's all about the love, and you know that's me, all about the love.
And, you know, that taking care of the least among us, not that the people are less people, but they have the least amount of opportunities being presented, or they have challenges that minimize something or whatever, and that he is taking care of the least among us. And I'm not going to get down this hole, but for 30 seconds, but he practices his Christianity, unlike some loudmouthed, poorly tanned, disastrous hair, lying sack of sitting in this, I think it's a white-collared house on Pennsylvania Ave, who has never demonstrated anything that could be called a Christian value, unless it was for a show and to get a vote, and to have signs talking about God made flesh and a Bible quote under his picture on a billboard. Oh, excuse me, I might have to vomit. So, but yeah. I think it's wonderful. He's out there listening. I kept it to 30 seconds. He's out there. He is living his Christianity in action, and for that I have a whole lot of respect.
Yes.
So I am not sure, but I think, and I'm going to move on to one of mine, which is, I think that there was a scam call today that was trying to get information from me, saying it was a police organization that were looking for donations.
Oh, yeah, and, I got that call yesterday.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm happy to donate $50, you know? But then they said, well, we want your credit card. And I said, no, you said you'd send me a link. I'm not giving you my credit card. Well, just credit debit card. We want you to do it now. And I'm like, no, no, no. And then they tried to ask me some other information, and I hung up. I was like, if you're really the police, you would not even think of asking that. So do be warned out there. Be very careful. And I knew something was wrong when they asked me to spell my name, and I spelled my name M-A-R-K, and they said, okay, that's good. I went, oh, oh, oh. Okay, that leads us to the story. Utah mom calls 911 when hungry baby needs formula, and the police deliver it. Did you see that story?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I, you know, her fifth kid, and it's never happened, and she called because it was an emergency, and she couldn't get out, and her six-week-old baby. And she called all of her neighbors, and they came. They came. They picked up a gallon of milk on their way home. They returned with baby formula. They made sure they got the right, stuff. And it brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah,
I was just, and it was so funny because I was posting stories when I got the call about, donating to the policeman's fund. And I was reading this story, and I'm like, of course I will, because there are some great officers out there doing, and I'm going to say this, I think the majority of them are great officers out there coming from the right place to do the right thing, and we don't hear enough about the good ones to do that. So that's one of my shares.
Yeah, and I just want to say I agree with you. Most of our policemen and women are so loving and good and kind and just really care about their communities. And it's a shame that you usually only hear about the bad seeds, but there are bad seeds in every walk of life.
Yep.
Absolutely. Let's focus on the positive. Let's spread those wonderful stories.
Yep. Let's remember that we can focus on the few that are bad or the many that are good. And somehow we just always seem to end up focusing on the few that are bad.
Right.
Okay. So you're up. You have another great story to share with us?
I do. How many of us have almost been hit by a FedEx driver trying to get their deliveries done on time? They're always rushing. They're always in a hurry. but this FedEx driver found a lost golden retriever. It had gotten out of the house. The owners were not home. They were having work done on the house, and somehow the door got blown open and the dog wandered out and wandered, you know, down a busy road. And so these people are frantic, you know, when they get the call that their dog is missing, thinking, oh my gosh, is she hit? Is she killed? Did someone steal her? And this FedEx driver just happened upon her, found her tag, you know, on her, and called them up and said, I have your dog, and stopped what he was doing and drove the dog home and delivered her safely to her owners. And I just, as a dog owner, as an animal lover, I find this story so reaffirming.
Yep. I think it, you know, I think that there are people, and it's interesting because it's the people, and so often this gets forgotten and it gets lost, and I feel like I'm back though I still do consulting, but I feel like I'm back in some way in that consulting day when I would go back in and I would talk to companies, and I'm like, it is your people that will make the difference in the long run. FedEx could not pay for this kind of advertising to say, hey, we're a company of great people. And yet, we don't know if this guy went back and got all sorts of crap for what he did, or if he got yelled at, or stuff like this for doing an act of humanity. I'm not saying he did. I'm not trying to be judgmental or weigh in on how FedEx is as a company to work for, but I do want to put out there that, you know, when you treat your people well and you have good people like this person, they will bring honor to your company. Your employee that goes over and does that extra bit, they are priceless. And I'm a big believer. I think there should be a few less zeros in the CEO's bonus and a few more zeros in the employee stock option 401k, the employee's bonus, the reward your fabulous behavior with a free day off somewhere, whatever it is. We need to be loving on our employees more and less tied to our 401ks and our stockholders and, you know, and letting the CEO buy their fourth house and their 10th car and take their vacation while you're laying off people who can't afford to make their mortgage. So I want to add that in.
Absolutely. Now, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
So anyways, well, I want to honestly tell you my brain has not been working this week all that well, and I'm going to own it right up that it hasn't been working all this well, and partially it's been just a crazy week, crazy busy. Everybody in the world seems to need a piece of me this week, which is okay. That's what I do. I can't remember if we did this story here last time, because when I went through my list, I couldn't delineate what we posted and talked about. So when we come back, I'm going to jump from dogs to kittens and see if we already talked about them. Did we talk about the kittens last time?
No.
Oh, good. So we're going to go from Lori's dogs, dog lover, to my kitten lover when you get back here. On
the Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, here on Own Time. We are doing Thoughtful Thursday. We are going to bring our thoughts to Thursday and tell you about wonderful things that are going on in the world by wonderful people that should make you happy and should make you feel better and more motivated. And we invite you to come and help motivate and have other people feel happier too. We being Lori, Powers, Otto, and myself. And we can do that. You can join us at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. So pick up the phone, dial, and share some inspirational, motivational story that you've either come across or that you have participated in. If you've done something wonderful, come brag a bit. We are inviting you to do so. You can also go to Facebook.com, The Dr. Kevin Show, and you can post your story, or you can take one of ours and share it to have somebody look at your feed and go, oh, I always like when I look at their feed. They always have such something positive on it. Wouldn't that be rather nice to hear instead of, are you talking about that damn political stuff again? Or really, that's a scam. There really isn't a miracle drug that makes you 50 years younger and lose 100 pounds and gives you the winning lottery ticket, and it only costs a dollar. Really?
There's not.
Anyway, there's not. No. We went from FedEx to the rescue for a poor dog to get lost to a man who helped use his coffee to free 3 kittens whose tails were frozen to the ground. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't. I was looking at the story you posted there, though. I mean,
yeah. Wow. The 3 kittens had gotten out, and you know, our last month something came up and we didn't do Thoughtful Thursday. So I've been holding stories because I put stories aside, and so I posted them all today, and I'm like, okay, how old is this, whatever? But when you hit the dogs, I hit the cats. What can I say? this happened. The kittens were snuck in the snow, and before they were rescued, a man used his coffee. Quick thinking. Alberta, Canada. They were in the middle of the road, and he grabbed it and used the warm brew to set the cats free. I think that was very quick thinking on his part. That he pulled over in a cold, he pulled over in obviously a freezing weather to see why they're in the middle of the road. All 3 little rascals went to their new home today where they get to be together instead of separating them.
That's even better. That makes that whole story even more wonderful.
Yeah. And anyways. It was they took him to an interesting, it's called Cause for Critters in Drayton Valley, Alberta, an animal shelter. They posted the story on Facebook, and all 3 of them were adopted. We're happy for that. But I wanted to share that. I thought that was a good, I thought that was a good little thing to share. So
yeah.
You're up.
All right. Well, This next story, it's just something I wish that every school would do across the world. And we might have talked about this once before, but there's a school in Ireland that decided to do away with homework for a whole month and have the students do acts of kindness. So they were, you know, and they had the kids do things like check on their elderly neighbors or people that they, you know, might know, like grandparents or elderly aunts and uncles, people who might be lonely. And they had the kids connect with them, talk to them, spend time with them. And that was just Monday's assignment. You know, Tuesdays, they had the kids take over a chore to help out their family members, you know, their parents or, you know, a brother or a sister who might be studying for finals or whatever. And so they took on an extra chore on Tuesdays. You know, Wednesdays was doing any act of kindness, such as, you know, holding doors, picking up trash, walking the neighbor's dog, whatever needed to be done. You know, Thursdays, they had to do something compassionate for themselves, which I think is incredibly important to remember. Acts of kindness must include yourself. And so they put that in the program where they had to do something that was for their own mental or physical well-being. And I just think, man, if we could get them all schools to do this.
Yeah.
We would change the world.
I think that, you know, and one of the things, you know, that I really liked, and I'm going to, you know, this is, again, I don't want to get into politics here. This is not the week for politics, but was the program that, you know, my guy Pete, who, yes, has dropped out. I'm very sad, but we're not going to talk about that. Wanted to really bring back, and with a boom, national service. And what a difference it would make to have national service and to say, hey, if you will do national service for a year, you know, and I don't know, this, I'm not saying this was his plan, but if you're going to do national service for a year, we'll underwrite a year of college for you.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, why not? I mean, I know that there are some of the candidates have wanted to make, you know, all college free for all people. I know Pete wanted to make college free for people up to a certain thing. But, you know, you and I talk about this from a new age perspective, about, you know, the idea of imbalances and, you know, the universe abhors an imbalance. There has to be a give and take. It doesn't always have to be financial, and sometimes you get, you know, I got one today. I had a client in need that just needed a 15 minutes of my time and a couple of questions, and it was a very painful thing for this particular client. And when she wanted to know to pay me, I'm like, yeah, don't worry about this one. This one's okay. It's okay to do that sometimes. That we get driven, we get this feeling like I'm supposed to do this as a giveaway. But that's really the exception. Most of the time, the universe wants to have balance. People need to participate. And so I'm a big fan of, hey, I think your college should be paid for, but I think you should give something back to the government for doing that. I'm all for these programs where, you know, you can, if you go work in an inner city school or you go do certain things, that you get your loan forgiveness. But I do think that there does need to be some kind of exchange. I don't know. We're getting a little off topic here, but, you know, I love that. I think it would be great to have it as a regular thing. I think it would be great to say, hey, to, you know, like middle school kids, you know, once a month, we're going to go to a local nursing home and you're going to talk to some of the residents, or you're going to go and we're going to get a list of places or adults, senior centers, and you're going to interview the older people on what were some of their favorite events in history as part of your history assignment.
Love it.
let's make history personal.
Yeah, I like that. See, and these are programs the schools can do, but this can be done. This is not something that costs a lot of money, or, you know, it can easily be done. I'd love that. Yeah,
yep.
I'd love your idea.
Okay, so I'm going to jump from that one to this first grade teacher dresses up as a different black trailblazer every day for Black History Month. So this woman, every day of the month, went in and for her class of first graders, I believe it was first graders, I'm going to pull it up, but she went in and she dressed up as one of the black to teach them kinesthetic learning, a first grade teacher in Suffolk, Virginia. I used to live near Suffolk, Virginia. Found a way to teach your students about black history by taking them back in time to meet celebrated black figures. Now, how cool is that?
I think it's brilliant. I mean, kids will remember that.
And it's so funny because one of the things she did was she dressed up as Mary Jackson, who just passed away at 101. She was the mathematician who worked as an aeronautical engineer that the movie Hidden Figures was about.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but these are the kind of teachers that we need to have. And you know that all of that came out of her own time, her own resources. Nobody underwrote a check for that. This was her commitment to engage her children. And it doesn't say what the demographics of her class was, but, you know, it's one of the sweet things that I read, because I don't know if you saw it or not, because it just happened today, but, you know, Elizabeth Warren dropped out.
Right.
But one of the things I was reading about that, and again, you know, as I said earlier, you know, I'm I was a big Pete fan. But Elizabeth was actually my second choice. But she would go to these town halls and she would do pinky promise swears with these little girls that she was running for president because that's what little girls should do if they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, inspiring them, making it personal.
You know, I got some negative blowback feedback on my Facebook line when I reposted this thing about people weren't paying enough attention to the history that Pete was making by being the first openly gay person ran for president that, you know, actually hit the big stage and, you know, made all these milestones. And I couldn't believe some of the almost hateful comments that I got. And it wasn't about, quote unquote, as being gay. Like, well, why is that a big deal? You know, Obama didn't have to come out as black. I was like, really? Really? That's going to be your comment.
Wow.
And I'm like, you obviously have no idea how desperately LGBTQT questioning teenagers need role models that say it's okay. Just like little girls need to have role models that say you can be president, you can be anything you want. And, you know, and I'm kind of really tired of old white men who aren't role modeling anything but greed and self-interest. But, you know, anyways. So, boom. We've got about 3 or 4 more minutes. I'm going to toss this back to you. What story would you like to share? We're not going to get to all our stories, people. So remember, if you come to the Dr. Kevin Show, you can read all the stories, you can see all the stories, you can share all the stories, you can like all the stories, but you ain't going to hear all the stories. Because we just find too many good things going on that we want to share with you. So what do you want to do?
Well, you posted this, but this was actually a story that I had posted on my Light of the One Heart page a while ago, just because it's incredible to me how ridiculous things have gotten in this world. There was a man He was flying home, and he had this package, and the TSA would not let him take it through no matter what. They just wouldn't. And he's begging and he's crying, and they kept telling him, no, you have to throw it away. And he said, well, why can't I just put it at the lost and found, and then someone can come retrieve it, right? And he's like, no, you can't. You just have to throw it away. And they're like, well, you know, come on. And normally when they make you throw stuff away, it's your bottle of water, or it's, you know, something unimportant. But there was a woman there and her boyfriend at the airport, and they were watching this. And she said to her boyfriend, I have to catch my plane. Can you go get whatever that was out of the trash? And so he did. And he went and he got this, and he took it home. And when he got home, he opened it up. And it makes me want to cry hearing about this story, but it was a snow globe that this man's parents had made for their new granddaughter that had just been adopted. And the man was taking it home to, you know, to give this special gift. So this girl knew that she was welcomed and loved and cherished, and it's a snow globe. And I understand the TSA, they don't know what's in it or whatever, but the grandparents had spent a lot of money getting this created, and it was very personal, and it had a picture. And but so these beautiful souls who took the time to retrieve this from the trash, they tracked down the grandparents who had this snow globe created by they found out the store because it was on the box, and then they went to the store and the store helped them, and they were able to get this to this little girl. But I mean, it was, you know, how many people would be like, I'm not going through that trash. That's none of my business. I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
And these people took the opposite, and they brought this family so much love and so much joy and so much peace and so much gratitude by a simple act of kindness.
Yep. And they stayed with it for a while. It wasn't easy. I remember the story.
No, it wasn't easy.
We're going to be running out of time. I do want to put one last thing in. Patagonia CEO donating the entire $10 million Trump tax cut to climate change. So if you're looking for something, go to Patagonia. And a female CEO. Why is that not a surprise? The whole tax, the whole $10 million towards climate change. For Trump's let's support the wealthy and screw the poor tax cut. Lori, thank you for coming. We'll see you next. Well, we'll see you probably in a couple of weeks for Planetary Harry Influence.
Yes.
So remember, the third Thursday of the month this week, we're going to have Lori on with Rob Stewart and Planetary Influences. What's coming up astrologically next week is Matt Connerton and